Specify.
Not go through there. You want to read the minutes?
I can, or you can.
I'll let you.
Oh, you're so kind.
I know.
So, the last meeting was on June the 11th at Southern Weaving Food Hall. It was a regular meeting. It was called to order at 6:56 by Wendy. I was absent. Her name's not on here. Were you absent last meeting? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was absent. She was absent. The minutes from the regular membership meeting were read to the group and everyone reviewed. They were to be approved by Debbie. Ron seconded it. All were in favor. It's got a list of the people that were in attendance. Ron, Lisa, Scott, Cassandra, Frank, Wendy, Cheryl, and Alan. Ron, Wendy, Jennifer, and Lisa met at TD Bank to update the names on the account to the current board members. We're looking at using Clover or a QR code to receive money. Ron is working on getting all the login information for the account. Old business, Wendy and Lisa met with Drew and Tanner on the 11th to discuss logistics of our ideas. They wanted us to come up with a membership tier reward program, looking at adding Booster Club stars to the ticket account people so we can easily see the Booster Club members for discounts. We'll have a table at the August scheduled release party. We need to come up with ideas for a pamphlet. There also may be a promo night scheduled release party, and we will have a table for that. They asked us to help pass out pocket calendars and bar calendars around town. The membership form is complete and will be added to the website. We are asking for donations for the raffle baskets for the Jamboree. We decided to do the following themes: Greenville, South Carolina, food, cooking, and pets. Please bring items to donate for them. Deb Anderson said she had the cooking one covered. New business, Wendy proposed a meeting in 2 weeks to brainstorm ideas for the tier membership program. Everybody was in agreement to meet to work on it. We were looking at doing a 50-50 raffle for Saturday games. Money raised would be donated to nonprofit organizations of the evening or the Greenville Junior Hockey to help change the name to Greenville Junior Swamp Rabbits to align with the Swamp Rabbits and promote hockey in the upstate. We need to send Swap Rabbit Front Office what we want on our website so they can start formatting it. Alan suggested making a project calendar, so since we have a lot to get done in a short amount of time. Wendy mentioned that the senior front office may attend the next meeting if the location works with their schedule. A new member, Ashley Osteen, was approved.
I guess that's you.
Yes.
Okay.
And the membership planning meeting was scheduled for 6:25. It was going to be a Google Meet. There was no open floor comments. The meeting was motioned to adjourn at 7:43 by Lisa. Ron seconded. All were in favor. Any questions? Anything anybody thinks needs to be changed?
Sound accurate to everybody that was there? Oh, hey. There's a sign-in sheet. It's very small. You just have to squint your eyes really small to see.
I should approve the minutes.
That's okay. A motion to approve the minutes.
Excellent.
All approved.
Okay.
This is not my forte, just to let y'all know.
Okay. I am.
Oh, come on.
You're doing great. Keep going.
Okay. Second is the treasurer report. It'll be you, Ryan. You're up.
Spotlight on you.
She's throwing us under the bus.
I am, buddy.
Let's all get on. That's the forte. I actually have got the report for the past 4 months from March when we started the switchover and all that. March, April, May, and June all had zero income balance. balance data, the 643.13. Don't see any expenses coming out in the next month. This month, it'll probably be just a little with the membership increase, or with the one new member. I'm still working on getting a portable card reader or some kind of card payment. So try to have something done by that for August. For when we do the table, Zelle still be working. We can still use Venmo for Cash App and all that. So,
yeah.
Okay, we're good. We're good. Okay. All business is the membership perks. I have zero notes on any of this.
So I know Wendy had the form that we worked on in that meeting, and she was going to bring that up.
Okay. So we'll skip back and come back.
Yeah.
I think we're going to skip the logo. Do we know anything about the logo?
I didn't know if y'all had heard anything. That I left it on there because we're obviously waiting for them to make changes.
From the front office.
Yeah, because we asked them to make some changes, and we've not seen that back.
And I think Wendy checked up on that.
Yeah. So
she hasn't heard back.
Next is the application. I can do that one. But that's me. The application is live. I do have a QR code I sent to Wendy. That's who I sent it to. That way when we have the membership table at the release party, they can just scan the code and everything. That's about it. An application. All right. Okay. New business, the promotional release party. That is August 8th. I don't, like, I really...
11:30 to 2.
Yeah, she's got 11 to 2.
Yeah.
I know we're going to have a table. That's about all.
There's a promotion going on. If current season ticket holders or new season ticket holders sign up at the event and they join the booster club, they get half off of their entire season.
Yeah.
For 1 year.
So they have to be brand new to the booster club.
And that's at those events?
Yeah.
Just the event.
Okay. Just the August 8th event.
Okay. Mm. I didn't know, and I'm just bringing this up, like, if since we're going to have a table, do we want to do, like, shifts?
Well, we have, so we're going to have handouts, basic of who we are, what we do. We're going to have QR codes for the membership application, obviously, but also our social media accounts. That way we can get people to join if they want to just kind of pay attention to see what's going on. I think that's really the only thing that we talked about for this.
Okay.
For this upcoming event, it's just a one page, very simple overview. That way people can just get an idea of who we are. And if they want to join, they want more information or anything like that.
So it'll have like when our meetings are scheduled and.
No, it'll, so it's just an overview. So it'll have our mission statement.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I don't have my paper of what I wrote down. I think Wendy has it.
I was going to say, we talked about like a little brief thing on the perks.
Yeah, but like just, a little... just stating that there will be perks if you join. But not listing them out because obviously we don't have this itself. And hopefully we'll have the website done by then. That will be how set it, like the website or having QR code set the website. Also, Lisa, I might get you, if you don't mind, to drop that QR code into the drive. That way I can just add it onto a piece of paper or in that we can put up.
Yes. I sent it to Wendy because I was like, let me make sure.
Yeah. Like, I'd say the social media ones that we might have been asked myself, I just made a folder that just says QR code.
Did you make it on the drawing?
Like, yes, it's not there. I can't remember which folder is in the folder.
Okay.
I can't remember which one. Because I only have access to one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you should have searched. I thought I did that.
Yeah, I'm only, I can see stuff, I can add stuff. So it's not a big deal.
I don't know what I'm doing, so I can change mine. I thought I added both of y'all to mine, so y'all could go in there when I do the agendas and look at them and make changes to them if you wanted to.
Oh, that's Not the weekend, but there are like a few folders I'm supposed to be able to do anything with.
I think Wendy has all the other information, so.
Send you this now.
You sent to me.
Bring it on me and we'll.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, that'll be.
That way we can take payment as well if we need to meet.
I just figured out that they have a QR code straight for Zelle, so.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And apparently there's like a payment link where I can text for card numbers and all that. So I've got a deep dive on that one, see what the charge fees and all that.
Yeah.
So. I want to try to get to see you tomorrow.
Gmail account that we're not being like, hey, so.
Or just, do you have a?
Yeah, I.
I know.
Abby.
Oh, well.
Addison.
Addison, that's my personal email. I have a booster email.
What is it?
Fuller.
There you go. But you didn't do a booster email. You didn't want a booster email, right?
Right.
Yours is a personal email.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one. Yes. The government says I will not be allowed to get on.
The government's the government.
But I can access all the other systems. Google Drive is not.
Oh, there you go. We got an email today. We're painting the Boeing down in Charleston. And they were like, no pictures whatsoever can be done.
Yeah.
Not anywhere.
That's good news today. But this the past 2 nights that happened in Kuwait.
Oh.
Got videos of the few bombs that made it through.
So windy.
So. Yeah. My tractor was on the ground.
That's not good. Are they okay?
Oh, yeah, they're
okay.
They're an hour away.
Oh, okay, good.
So. It's just basically being destroyed.
Yeah.
Dollar sign is going up.
For new stuff?
The new business was just the promotional release party. What did that one?
We'll have a table.
Yeah.
And then does everyone know that? We don't talk about that last time. I just wanted that last meeting.
Don't either.
We'll have a table during the game.
Yeah, I think, yeah, we did talk about that. Had to think about it.
So that the stuff that I spoke about with the promo night should also, will probably be on that. We'll leave that on that table as well.
Yeah.
Will it be every home game?
Yeah.
Yep. Every home game will have a table right there next to the
season
tickets.
Early
and they're going to do us, once we get the logo back, they're going to do us like a thing with the logo on it for it.
What?
A table room.
The tablecloth.
Yeah.
We would have to.
We got to get that ourselves.
Yeah. Oh.
Which I've dived into that, and that's obviously the hundreds of dollars for a normal tablecloth.
Yeah. We look to get one for here one day.
I'm trying to go through an old contact that he took that work.
Yeah.
So it was signs, something of involving. Trying to see if they can help us out.
Wonder if Sid will help too.
Oh, I didn't think about Sid.
Mm-hmm. He does the dashers in the arena.
Awesome.
So Ashley, I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Everybody else has been.
Yeah,
we've all had to do this.
So you were not a season ticket holder, correct?
Not yet. Yeah.
Not current. So you have been in the past?
No, so we want to.
Okay.
We just haven't got them yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So do you come to games regularly?
Yeah, we had been quite a bit. So last year we had Clemson season tickets, but we're kind of like burnt out on football right now. So we're like, I just want season tickets instead. So one season ticket.
for a sporting event was enough
yeah.
money at a time. So
we understand.
Yeah. So we'll get it this year, but we just haven't got them yet.
Yeah. Are you from around here?
Originally, I'm from Nova Scotia.
Oh, so. Wow.
Yeah.
I'll be there in like 5 weeks.
So I moved down here when I was like 14.
Okay.
I've been down here ever since, but go back a lot. I work for Michelin, so I go up there for work too.
Oh.
And stuff like that.
Okay. You were this one here, this Michelin here?
Oh, I got H&A, the one off Pelham.
Okay.
Headquarters.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're married?
Yes.
Have kids?
Yes. He actually just signed up to play for Swamp Rabbit Juniors. So he's been in the learn to play at the pavilion. He's six. He turned 7 this year. So this will be his first season of hockey.
Nice.
So that's all.
Or that?
Yeah. He plays for the Rays, doesn't he?
No. Ghost Pirates. Team Zach called for his Pirates.
Oh, because
he wears his hockey jersey every time that Savannah comes up and plays.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they were actually the best Pirates.
Yeah. Really?
Because we make fun of them. That doesn't go too well.
Because then he cries.
Yeah, a lot.
So how old are you?
He's 6. He'll be 7 in August.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay, just one. Okay.
Is this the first time playing hockey?
His?
Yes.
Yeah, apart from, like, the learn to plays at the pavilion. He's in his, like, 4th one. So he did, like, learn to skate and then learn to play. And now this will be his, like, first season. He's ready. He can full, like, hockey stop now. So you're like, okay, we can sign you up for hockey.
Yeah. What position is he?
He hasn't got that far yet.
Okay.
He can shoot at the net. That's about it.
So how did you find out about a booster club?
Yeah. We're just asking questions. We're being nosy.
No, you're good. So I followed Jackie on social media.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I know that. Yeah. I know that her husband used to play and, like, she was talking about, like, booster clubs. And I'm like, I'm sure the Swamp Rabbits have one. So, and I like, event planning and stuff like that. So I was like, I'd like to help.
Oh, yes.
So you're a joint. Do whatever we can.
Mm-hmm.
And with us having a little one that plays, just figured, like, as much as we can support, like, hockey in the community, we'd like to.
That'll be good, too, to kind of help us.
In the youth board.
Yeah.
You just got self-promoted.
I know that she was going to pull up. I know, because I talked to her last night. She said we were going to go over, like, that perk paper and let everybody look at it. I don't have a copy of it. I know you got it, but she said we were going to pull that up and look at it.
I put my phone in.
Do you have a copy of it?
So no.
Is that computer still on?
I was going to say, you might have to wait. He might have to turn the computer back on. It's cutting off. Oh, there it goes.